Today we're going to focus just on two very short verses, but it has been verses that guided me in every aspect of my life. And let us look at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And I think that it will be good for us also to meditate and also to memorize the verses. Okay, let us read through once first. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Two very short verses. Let us try and put this to memory. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You just follow me up. Just follow what I say. Proverbs 3, okay, 1, 2, 3. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. One more time. Ready, go. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Last time. 1, 2, 3. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We shall just keep these two verses on screen. Now, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And it seems that it is much easier to trust in the Lord with all our hearts when things are going simply well. When we do our studies going smoothly, in our school going smoothly, in our work going smoothly, and when we go back, we find that it is a lovely family and no problem. And we think that, well, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. It seems so easy. But when times are difficult, then we realize that it's a challenge to really trust in the Lord with all our heart. Why is it a challenge? Maybe because we do not trust the Lord enough. Maybe because we do not believe that God's word is true. Maybe it's because we pray and then God did not answer our prayer according to what we want to, what we ask for. Now, there is a portion of the Bible that has a particular story. And this story is when things doesn't seem to go well. And there was a place long time ago, in the place where they are full of enemies. And the king, the leader of that country, is the worst enemy. And his name is Nebuchadnezzar. A wicked king, a strong king, powerful king, able to crush all the various nations. There were four Jewish boys. And the Jewish boys grew up in that land. And the name of the Jewish boys, Daniel, and then his three friends. And who were his three friends? His three friends were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Four of them good friends. One day, Daniel was not around. And these three friends were put in a very difficult situation because the king said that I made this statue. Come and bow down, worship. And Nebuchadnezzar, the king, thinks that he is God. These three young men did not want to bow down, did not want to worship that image and certainly do not want to worship King Nebuchadnezzar. And King Nebuchadnezzar was so angry. He said, "What is this? What is the matter with you all? And if you do not worship me and worship this image, I will punish you." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, he said, "Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, if you really want to punish us, you really want to throw us into the fire and burn us, well, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king." Wow. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." So these three young men were thinking that, yes, our God will help us. We pray and our God will come and help us. But these three young men, in the next sentence, because, well, he said the next sentence, because these three young men will lean not unto their own understanding. For they know that in all their ways, just acknowledge God, submit to God, whatever that may come, and God will direct the paths. God will lead the path. God will make the mountains flat. So after saying that our God will help us, then these three young men said, "But if our God really did not take us out of that furnace, if our God did not help us out of the hands of the king, if it is not, be it known unto thee, O King Nebuchadnezzar, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." This is what we mean as trust in the Lord with all our heart. They trusted in the Lord with all their heart. Oh, King Nebuchadnezzar was so angry with them. King Nebuchadnezzar said in his fury, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego command that they should heat the furnace, the fire, 7 times even hotter. Put in more of the heating elements." And he commanded the most mighty men, "Catch them, catch these three young men that were in his army, catch them. Catch Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Cast them into the burning fiery furnace." Then these three men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Thrown in. Wow. Thrown in, and King Nebuchadnezzar tried to see what is happening. And nothing seemed to happen to them. They were not burnt like charcoal. They were not caught in flame. And then what happened? Since you put it up that verse, therefore let us see. Verse 22. "Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." The men, the soldiers who carried them, carried these three young men. Boom! The fire was so hot, even killed them. And those three men, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace, fell into it. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto the counselors, "Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said unto the king, "True, O king, only three persons, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, thrown into the fire." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose." King Nebuchadnezzar said, "I see four men inside, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Wow. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and kings, counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, nothing was burned, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. And verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him. Wow. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. This was a very serious case of life and death. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego followed the Lord, obeyed the Lord. Let's put back to Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. And obeyed the Lord and remained loyal to God. Is it trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding? So the three young men did that. And who else did that? There was a case of a prophet. And this prophet, Elijah, went into a place. And he wanted to have some water and something to eat. And this woman said that, I have no more food except this little bit of flour and some oil and two sticks which we're going to burn and cook this bread. And after eating this, we will die because it's a horrible, horrible famine. It's a disaster. And what did Elijah say unto this woman? Basically, give Elijah first. And God will provide, God will multiply, God will provide for this family. And true enough, God provided for this woman and the son, which is good. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Direct means make even the mountain flat. That is what it means by direct thy paths. Do you have a challenge in your life? I once met a Filipino sister. She was sharing with me, with tears in her eyes, for 20 years, 20 long years, she could not see her children grow up in the Philippines. Why? Because she has to come out to work. And when her daughter was in the hospital, she was in Singapore. She could not help. She could not go back in time. And just the thought of her daughter struggling, it is very sad. And I asked her, how long did you cry? She said, I cried for many years until I commit everything to the Lord. Because what can I do? I'm out here to work and so that I can support my family back in the Philippines. She is a woman who trusted the Lord. Thank God that her husband also trusted the Lord, and her husband was in the Philippines, taking care of the two daughters. And you know what? By the grace of the Lord, the two daughters grew up to be beautiful, wonderful daughters who loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And when she looked back, she'd say, "Indeed, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." God will care. God will provide for every need. There was also one particular criminal. And this criminal was a bad criminal. But nevertheless, this criminal, when it comes to the point of his death, he looked unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he looked unto the Lord Jesus Christ, he uttered something. And what did he say? And I'll read to you. This criminal said, "And one of the criminals which were hanged railed him, scolded, and really cursed the Lord Jesus, saying, 'If thou be Christ, help thyself, save thyself and us.' But the other answering rebuked him, saying, 'Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss.' And this criminal said unto Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.'" Even at the last moment of his life, at the cross, this criminal turned and looked unto the Lord Jesus. And he trusted the Lord with all his heart. And he leaned not unto his own understanding. In all his ways he acknowledged him. And God, our Lord Jesus, said, "I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." First is, do we know our Lord Jesus? If anyone here has not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior, come to believe in him today. If some of us who have already believed in him, continue to believe in him, because he will take care of you. And there is a song that is we are going to sing in a while, and it's entitled, "God Will Take Care of You." And I shall read to you some parts of it. For those of you who have the hymn book, it is 609. Now, there is a story to be told. And this song was written by Kavila Martin. Who is Kavila Martin? She is the wife of a pastor. And she was so moved by the Lord. She trusts the Lord with all her heart, and she leaned not unto her own understanding, and in all her ways she acknowledged, and she trusted in the Lord Jesus. And she realized and experienced God taking care of her. Remember just now I sang the song, "His Eye is on the Sparrow"? It was written by the same lady. And she wrote this song when she was sick, when she was very ill. And why did she even write the song? When her husband, Stillman Martin, who is the pastor, Pastor Martin was about to go and preach and go out of the home and preach. But he saw his wife was very sick. He said that, "No, I will not go. You're so sick. I'll stay with you. I'll take care of you." A loving husband, a wonderful man, and a wonderful pastor. Both of them has a son. And the son immediately said to the parents, I thought you taught me that God will take care of you, that God will take care of us, God will take care of mummy. Then you should go and preach. It's just a boy talking from his heart. And his father said, yes, I think you're right. God will take care of us and God will take care of you. And tell the wife, God will take care of you. I'll go and preach and I'll quickly come back. When Pastor Martin went to preach, the wife was thinking, and she was already so sick. She was thinking, oh dear, before the pastor went to preach, my son already preached to us. He said, God will take care of you. So, mummy took out that little book and wrote, be not dismayed, whatever betide, whatever comes, don't be worried. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love, abide. God will take care of you. And she wrote again, through days of toil, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangerous fears your path assail, God will take care of you. And she continued to write, all you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Trust him and you will be satisfied. God will take care of you. Then she realized that she has been writing this poem. And she continued on and she said, lonely or sad, from friends apart, God will take care of you. He will give peace to your aching heart. God will take care of you. And she wrote, no matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one. Lean upon his breast. Lean upon the breast of our Lord Jesus Christ. God will take care of you. And she finished writing the poem. And by then, her husband came back. Pastor Martin came back. Pastor Martin said, oh, you look much better now. Thank God. The son said, I already told you, God will take care of you. Then Mummy Martin took out the little poem and said to her husband, you know what? While you are away preaching, and I was thinking of what our son said to us, I just wrote a little poem. And after writing that little poem, I feel much better that God indeed will take care of us over all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you all the way. So just have the trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him and he shall direct our paths. Pastor Martin said, well, what a short and beautiful poem. Let me see what music I can do to it. He went to his piano and he ting 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 ting. And within 1 hour, he came up with this song. And he said that, oh, we can sing this together. And of course, the boy came also to sing, God will take care of you. And then some Sunday school teachers came and see Mrs. Martin. How are you? Are you all right? We were quite worried about you. How is your illness? They said, oh, I'm getting better. And by the way, since all of you come, let me teach you a new song. And they sang the song. And they sang the song in the home with a little boy, with Pastor Martin, with Mummy Martin, and with some Sunday school teachers who came to visit them. Who is to know that when this song went out, it became so popular that we sing it today? And when was this song written? 1904. How many years is that already? My mathematics not so good, huh? 2019 minus 1904. So 115 years ago, this song was written. Let our hearts be comforted and know that God will take care of us. Let us all arise. In conclusion, to sing this song, God will take care of you. And brothers and sisters, always remember, You have your own challenges in life. I do not know what it may be, but God will take care of you and of us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us sing this.